Blog Talk Radio.
Rewind.
Yaman. All tunes reaching out to the LOJ Massive. Unlike Ross Iadanis, pick up yourself. Alongside the EWF Posse. Each and every massive vulture, all poor people, this one's reaching out.
Love is the answer, my friend. And love is the only way.
Something about this generation.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot, Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Defend the oppression of the poor have I arrived. I come to defend the rights of the poor.
Yes, 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 defending the rights of the poor. Poor and needy, not the rich and greedy. So here for the Tuesday podcast, we have a Psalm 62. But last night and a few of the nights, you know, sometimes we have some technological kind of difficulties. Been investigating and doing work in the background. Give thanks to the brothers and sisters who, you know, help to support and to donate to this ministry. You know, the little and the much. You know, we've been investing in upgrading some of the technology and everything like that, trying out a few new things and everything. So hopefully the sound, the quality will improve as well. So here we had a song. We had 115. We didn't really get to the fullness. I think in the third hour was really, really choppy, you know. But here, like to ride up with that song again. So from 115, the basic KJV right here, kept the drum, dub wise, and then the latter part of the psalm, very, very important psalm, Psalm 115, then we'll segue Psalm 62 here. We're in a new book, in the fourth book by Midbar, In the Wilderness. So I have to pick up with that, as well as some overflow from the third book, The Handbook of the Priesthood, Leviticus. Yes, Wayikra, and he called. Yes, I calling. Like, share, and subscribe, of course. Yes, I, Rastafari. So, Psalm 115, Habareen.
Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Rewind and come back,
selector. So we're rewinding right here from first light on that third hour. We had a lot of technological difficulties and it was off right there. So ones and ones didn't get a full right there. This is part of the Targum or the interpretation of the psalm. Here we're going through verses 4. I think this is 4 to 8. Trust in Yah. Trust in Jah. Baraka, blessing, is assured, earthly and the heavenly spheres, the ciphers of the earthly, the natural, like the inner and the outer. You know, we clean the inside of the cup, also clean the outside. Somebody clean the outside, forget about the inside. But, you know, the inner and outer, Yeah, the earthly and spiritual baraka. So here, let's ride up right
now.
Here.
In this next section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Tet Wow, Psalm CXV, Psalm 115. So the first three verses, we have an appeal to Jah for aid, for assistance, guidance, for help, an appeal to Jah. Now here in verses 4 to 8, we have the impotence of the idols, of the no gods, of the graven images, the molten images, the impotence of them. Now here, some say this is substantially reproduced in Psalm CXXXV, verses 15 to 18. So we have Psalm 135, verses 15 to 18, these verses here, these four verses. And this section is bringing out the impotence of the idols, the impotence of the no gods, the pseudo gods, the pseudo trinities of the heathen, of the nations, of the people, the same ones, the goyim, that are pointed out in the second verse as being those who say, right, who say, wherefore should they say, lama yomru hagoyim, wherefore should the nations, hagoyim say, hayena Eloheihem. Now to break down there, since they ask, well, where is their Elohim? And note that they didn't say, where is your Elohim? They're not speaking to us directly, right? In a spiritual warfare, it's like sneak dissing I, speaking about us, right? Not directly, but indirectly, but we answer them directly in verse 3. We Eloheinu
bashamayim, kol asher chafetz asa,
whatsoever please him. He have done whatsoever all. He has done what? He has done all that please him.
Kol asher chafetz asa.
Now here, verse 4 to 8. So we have verse 4 to 8. KJV brings it out like this. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Verse 4.
It's Abayhem, Kesef, with Zahab, Ma'eseya Yidei Adam.
Ma'esey Yidei Adam, the work of men's hands. Verse 5, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Peh lahem,
ulo yidaberu. Ainaim lahem, ulo wa yireu.
They have eyes.
Einayim lahem.
Verse 6 says, they have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not.
Aznaim lahem ulo yishma'u. Afa lahem ulo yirechun.
But they smell not, noses they have, but they smell not. They're graven, the graven images. Verse 7, it says, they have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats.
Verse 7, Yedehem ulo yimshun, Ralehem ulo yehalechu, lo garonam. Lo yehigu bigronam.
Neither speak they through their throat. Verse 8, they that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. They are them among Hagoyim, the nations that want to say.
Where is their Elohim? Speaking of Einai and we.
Well, what about their Elohim? What about their gods or no gods? What about their pseudo-trinities, their graven images and idolatries? Well, this is what it brings out. They that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Verse 8.
Kur mohem yehiyu oseihem kol asher raboteyach bahem.
So these verses right here, verse 4 brings out the silver and the gold, wood plated with precious metal. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 19 brings that out, the silver. We have the kesef, the silver and the gold, the kesef with zahab. Kesef, silver, zahab, gold. Kesef, silver, zahab. Kesef with zahab, silver and gold. Verse 5 says, they speak not. They speak not. Velo, velo yidaveru. Velo yidaveru. Velo yidaveru. With and lo, no, yidaveru. No, yidaveru, speak, lo, yidaveru. They don't speak. They don't speak their will to men, their graven images, their graven idols. It doesn't speak nothing. They don't say nothing, right? They see not. They don't see nothing either. Velo yiru, yiru. Velo, velo yiru, velo yiru. And they don't see the plight of those who vainly worship their graven images and their idols and idolatries. The plight of those who worship them. They don't come to them. They don't hear nothing. They don't speak nothing. They don't see nothing. But they look like something. They are the work of men's hands. Verse 6. Verse 6 brings this out. They hear not. They don't hear the prayers, the graven images, the molten images, the graven images, the idols, the idolatries of the nations. They have ears, but they hear not. As naim lahem velo yishma'u. They have ears. As naim lahem, as naim, ears lahem, ears for them. As naim lahem, ears for them. Velo yishma'u, velo yishma'u, velo yishma'u. But they don't hear. Aflahem, nose for them. They have nose for them. Aflahem, ulo yerechun, ulo yerechun. But they don't smell. They don't smell. They don't smell the flowers, the incense, the aishas, none that you offer them. See, so the prayers offered to them, the aishas, the sacrifices burnt in their honor. Bringing us here to the Zayin verse, the seventh verse. They have hands, yedehem. Yedehem, they have hands, yedehem. Wolo yimishun. Wolo yimishun. Yimishun lo. Handle, they don't handle. They have hands, yedehem. Wolo yimishun, but they don't handle. Raglehem, raglehem. Feet, feet, raglehem. Wolo, but no. Yehaleku, yehaleku. Yehaleku, yehaleku. But they don't walk, they don't try, they don't make no tracks. Lo yehigu. Bigronam, lo, yehigu, yehigu, speak to make any kind of sound, you know, from their throat. See, they have hands. The grammatical form is changed, and the more literal rendering is this in the Hebrew. As for their hands, they, the idols, the graven images of the nations, the goyim, they can't touch. As for their feet, they, the idols, their graven images of the nations, they can't walk, they can't make tracks, they can't trot. They handle not. They have hands, but they handle, they don't touch. They don't touch. They don't touch. Lo yimishun. Ulo yimishun. They don't touch, lacking the power of touch. The hands of the idols and the graven images of the nations are merely ornamental, and they mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing. Neither speak they with their throats. Now, this is not the same verb as we have in the fifth verse. Here it signifies making even an inarticulate sound. Make some sort of inarticulate sound. We have lo yehigu bigronam. Lo yehigu, yehigu. It's not too much to speak like daveru in that sense, speaking, articulate sound. This is even, they can't make no, they can't do nothing. Even this they are incapable of doing because they are completely dumb. They are dumb, deaf, and blind. They are the work. They are the work of man's hands. This brings us here to the eighth verse. Kamohem yehiyu osehem. They that make them shall be like to them. Kamohem. And like to them, Yehiyu, they shall be Osehem, those who make them. Yea, everyone that trusteth in them, Kol Asher Boteach Bahem. Call all Asher Boteach, Asher Boteach, Boteach, to trust, take confidence. Asher, that which those who take confidence Bahem in them shall be. This is the key word, Yehiyu. K'mohem, like them, and like them, Yehiyu, and like these idols, Yehiyu, let them be, they shall be. Some see this here like Ibn Ezra saw this Yehiyu here as a prayer, they shall be, right? May they that make them be like. May they be like the idols, the idolatries, the graven images, the ukris, which they worship in vain, the goyim, the nations here in today's daily psalm right here. Looking at this, not that they shall be, but as a prayer saying, Yehiyu, may they be, may they become like to them, bereft of their faculties. You see, breaking down the faculties here in these verses, verses 4 to 8, of these idols. They look alike, right, man, right? Or they look alike, they have nose and eyes and feet and all of this and that, but they're dumb, deaf, and they're blind. So may them, right, they that make them, be like to them. K'mohem yihyu, k'mohem yihyu, osehem, a prayer. K'mohem yihyu, osehem, and like them, Yehiyu, may they be osehem, which make them bereft of their faculties, dumb, deaf, and blind. Men, they make these idols, no gods that they call gods, after their own image. And when made, these no gods that they call gods, make them after theirs. So they make these images, right? And they worship the images and become like to them. You're over that. Right here. So here in these verses, that description, once again, as we have here in the notes, we have substantially reproduced in Psalm 135, roughly verses 15 to 18, Chabarim. So that's the section right there. That brings us here to this section right here, to the third section, verses 9 to 11, the trust be'Elohim, be'Elohim, in the true good, in the true God. Now, here in these verses, we have this section right here. We have verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim. Verses 12 to 15, Elohim's baraka, the blessing assured. And verses 16 to 18, the earthly, concerning the earthly and the heavenly spheres, right? The earthly and the heavenly spheres, the heights, right? The upper and the lower, right? We say the above and the below, right? Or the below, the earthly, right? The earthly plane and then the heavenly spheres. So in these verses here, verses picking up verses 9, we had the note within the intro that each verse from 9 to 15 was rendered by the presenter or the presenter, the one who would present, that would lead, like the Lemezan Marana Leka, as we have that in the Royal Amharic, or La Natsiyah, the chief musician. Right? Or say the priest, or one who will be leading, like the call and the response, the presenter, and then the responser would come from the choir, the Lewim, the Levites, keeping it Levitical. So these verses, verses 9 to 15, which is basically two sections right here in I study of today's daily psalm, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the cipher of the Psalms, right? Or the praises, as we call them Hebraically, the Tehillim. We have verses 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim, and verses 12 to 15, Jah's baraka, his blessing assured. So in looking over these verses, taking verse 9 right here. So we have these sections. We have the first section touched on, the appeal to Jah for aid, for help, verses 1 to 3. Just touched on verses 4 to 8, the impotence of the idols, and the no gods, and the pseudo-trinities, and the graven images, and the idolatries of the goyim, of the nations. And here in verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim, the first part. And then we have verses 12 to 15. So verses 9 to 15, which is two particular sections, the first part here is the trust in Elohim. So when it's breaking down the antiphonal, the call and response, and as we have here in the note to Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11, where it reads, and they, speaking of HaKohanim, where Lewim and the Levites, they sang one to another. They sang one to another in praising. So there was that call and response. So the presenter would begin off, for example, here in the 9th verse where it reads, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust ye in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear, that reverence the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now, I want you to note that right there in the refrain. Right? In the back and forth refrain. Their help and their shield. He is their help and their shield. He is their help. That will be the responser. So you would have the presenter chanting and writing out with Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Oh, Yisrael, trust, betach, be confident, by Yehovah, in he who be who he be. Yisrael, betach, by Yehovah. Response, Ezram u maginam hu. Ezram u maginam hu. Ezram u maginam hu. He is their help and their shield. Ezram, 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 their help. And maginam, 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 their shield. Like I say, the magin, they say magin or magain, magain David, the shield of David. Here it says maginam, their shield. So in the call and response of these verses, verses 9 to 15, the first part, the presenter would read or chant or write up, Yisrael betach by Yehovah. The choir response, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu b'Yehovah. O house of Aaron, Beit Aharon, Beit Aharon bitachu b'Yehovah, bitachu b'Yehovah. O house of Aaron, Beit Aharon, trust, bitachu, all of y'all, bitachu, be confident, all of y'all, b'Yehovah, in he who be who he be, in Jehovah. So the presenter would chant that first part, and then we'll get the response, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon, bitachu, b'Yehovah, Ezramu maginam hu. So in that call and response way, writing up here, verse 11, it says, Yirei Yahuwah, bitachu by Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, Ezramu maginam hu. So you get that idea now. We have these three verses, and we can see that the second part of the verse is consistent. He is their help and their shield. So the choir responds, Ezramu maginam hu. Ezram umaginam hu, for these three verses. Yisrael betach by Yehovah. Ezram umaginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu by Yehovah. Ezram umaginam hu. Yirei Yehovah bitachu by Yehovah. Ezram umaginam hu. So we have that call and response right there. O Israel, Yisrael, the three categories. These three categories of Jah people also mentioned, we also have mention of this in Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, as well as Psalm 135, round about verse 19. Now, in the latter passage, it says the house of Israel, it occurs, and the house of Levi, or Levi, is added. Now, the response to he is their help. He is their help. He is their help and their shield. Ezram umaginam hu. Their help and their shield, he. Ezram umaginam hu. The choral response. The response of the choir, singing, the call and response. This is the response to the presenter's invocation. In the first half of the verse, so in the first half of the verse, we have the presenter's invocation. Like you lead off, you ride up the chant. Yisrael betach by Hoa, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu by Hoa, Ezramu maginam hu. Yirei Yahuwah bitachu by Hoa, Ezramu maginam hu. Y'all, right to y'all. Right, in each of these three categories. So the third person there, note that as well. The combination of help and shield, we find this also in Psalm 33, round about verse 20. Help and shield, these combinations, these words and phrases of power. Ezram umaginam, their help, Ezram u, and maginam, their shield, hu, he, Ezram umaginam, hu. He be who he be. Y'all, that fear, that reverence. Yirei Hoa bitachu b'Yehova, Ezram umaginam hu. Y'all, that reverence. Yirei, Yirei, Yirei Hoa, Yirei Yahuwah. Y'all, that reverence. He who be, we be, that respect. If the phrase is to be interpreted of the faithful section of the Israelite community, the Israelitish community. The call to them, it would appear superfluous. Many modern expositors, therefore, they follow the Judaic commentators in understanding the reference here is to be to the pious and the Jah-like among Hagoyim, among the nations who come to worship in the Hekav, in the temple. We have this in 1 Kings chapter 8 at verse 41, and Isaiah chapter 56 and 6. So here, verse 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim connected with the chorus line of He be their help and their shield, Ezram u'maginam hu. Now, in verses 12 to 15, still in the call and response section, but this is the second part of the call and response in today's daily psalm, the Mizmor Kof Teit Wow psalm. We have verse 12 here. Yahuwah Zekaranu, Zekaranu, Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He be Yahuwah, Yehovah, Zikaranu, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek. Yahuwah Zikaranu Yibarek. He who be hath been mindful of us. He will bless Yahuwah. Zikaranu, he has remembered I and I. He has thought on I and I. He has remembered I and I. Yibarek, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek. He who be, has remembered I and I. Yibarek, he will bless. KJV says, the Lord hath been mindful of us, he will bless. And then if you look at the KJV, us there is italicized because it brings out the sense of it, but the Hebrew, when we read the KJV without the italicization, you see the force rates here. The Lord hath been mindful, Adonai has been mindful, Jah has been mindful of I and I. He will bless. This is the more force of it. Jehovah, Yahuwah Zikaranu, he will be, has remembered, been mindful of I and I. Yibarek. He who be, who has been mindful of us will bless. This is the fuller sense. He who be, who has been mindful of we, of I and I, and we will bless. Yahuwah Zikaranu, Yibarek. Elohim, the true God, hath remembered them and I in captivity and brought them and bringing I and I forward to I and I homeland. That was and is a sign of his favor, which would be proved by Baraka, by blessings bestowed by him in the future. So this is the sense here. So we have the presenter call, Yahuwah Zikaranu, Yibarek. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. He will bless the house of Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Aharon. Once again, keep in mind the three categories of Jah people, right? The three categories. Here in verse 13, it says, continuing with this word, he will bless Yibarek, Yireh Yahuwah. He will bless those who reverence, who respect, respectfully speaking, who respect he who be, his divine majesty, Yivareka, Yireh Yahuwah, Ha-Kit-Anim, Aima Ha-Gedolim, both small, Ha-Kit-Anim, the small, Im with Hagidolim, the small with the great. Now, many translators translate this right here. We see KJV says in verse 13, it says, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Now, both, you can see clearly, is italicized, read without that. He will bless them that fear, that reverence, that respect Jehovah, small and great. But the Hebrew brings out the sense of haketanim, haketanim, the small aim, haketanim aim, with hagedolim, aim hagedolim. So the haketanim aim hagedolim, the small with the great, aim hagedolim. So this is an idiom for total inclusiveness, all in all. Right, proselytes, right, or one may say convert coming from the straight way, crossing over the true irithical Hebrew, proselytes of every rank and position, small and great, the small with the great, ha-kit-anim, ha-im, ha-gidolim. So in this verse of the call and response, the first part, yibareka yirei Yahuwah, the ha-kohen or the priest would chant that first, and then the Lewim, keeping the Levitical, would respond, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim. So we would have Yebareka Yirei Yahuwah, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim. That sort of a call and a response, bringing us here to verse 14. Yosef Yahuwah Elechem, 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 Elechem. We Allah the Nechem. He who be who he be, increase you more and more. He who be who he be, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef, Yosef Yahuwah, Lechem, Lechem, we Allah the Nechem. You and your children, Yosef Yahuwah, he who be who he be, increase you. Elechem, 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 Elechem. Increase upon y'all, increase, and upon y'all, and upon y'all. Where here we have Elechem, Elechem, saying, like upon you all. Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef. Increasing, he who be, we be increasing. Elechem, Elechem, Allah b'nehem. And your children, you and your children. Now, what's interesting right here, saying you all, y'all, saying y'all and your children, increase you, addressed to all three categories. It was and it is a prayer of special significance to the resettlers, in the sense of the repatriators in Judea, who were then so few, so few, right, like the pioneer settlers, so few. So few in numbers may increase you more and more and more. Bringing us here to verse 15, Chavarim, where the antiphony of verses, the call and response, is fulfilled right here. We have this verse right here. Berukim, Berukim, Berukim matem laihoa ose shamaim wa'aretz. Bless be y'all of he who be who he be. Beruchim atem laihoa laihoa. Beruchim atem laihoa ose shamayim wa aretz. So the blessed be y'all of he who be who he be. Beruchim atem laihoa ose, then the response ose, ose, the maker, the one who made, or say, Shamayim, the heavens, wa, and aretz, and the earth, Shamayim, wa aretz, or say, Shamayim, wa aretz, Barukim, atem, la Yehovah, or say, Shamayim, wa aretz. Blessed be all of he who be who he be, and the responsa of the people of the choir who made heaven and earth. Ose shamayim wa aretz. So it's a good call and response. These are very beautiful, you know, liku batalua verses right here. So now this here now fulfills this section right here. Who made ose shamayim wa aretz, who made heaven and earth, and therefore endowed with power to confer baraka, blessing. Unlike the inert idols and no gods that they call gods of the heathen and their graven images and their pseudo-trinities of the nations, not like them, who are nothing, right? But he who be who he be, who made heaven, the heavens, all say, Shamayim, Wa'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plane. Now this here brings us here to the fulfillment verses, verses 16 to 18 of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And after the order of Malachias, Sedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have verses 16 to 18, which is themed the earthly and heavenly spheres. Now, the statement of the preceding verses taken up right here, and the practical moral, according to the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, is drawn upon it. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, made both Shamayim wa'aretz, the heavens and the earthly plane. The former is his dwelling place in which he, even he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, directs the destinies of his creatures and of the creation, the iration. Now, the latter, speaking of Aretz, Aretz, the earthly plane, is assigned to man as the stage. They say the world is the stage, the earthly plane, the plain truth of the earthly plane. The earth assigned to man as the stage on which he plays his part, or attempts to flip the divine script during his term of existence. So the verse here in verses 16 to 18, the heavens are the Lord's, are Adonai's, Adonai's, Jah, Rastafari, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise eyes is not he who be who he be, is divine majesty. Neither any that go down into silence. But we, as for I and I and we will bless the Yahweh from this time, from this hour forth, and for evermore, praise the Yahweh. Hallelujah. So these verses here, the earthly and the heavenly spheres, as it picks up and expands the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, the Davidic, we say like the divine liturgy right here. We have this right here like a doxology, the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Verse 16, HaShemayim, Shemayim la Yehovah, V'ha'aretz anatana livnei Adam. The heavens of he who be who he be. HaShemayim, Shemayim la Yehovah, of Jehovah. With Ha'aretz and the earth, Natan, has he given Livnei Adam, to the children of men. To the children of men. Verse 17, Lo Hametim. Yeah, hallelujah. The dead do not, get this, the dead do not praise, the dead don't hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. Literally in the Hebrew brings this out. Lo, no. Ha-me-team, the me-team, the dead. Ha-me-team, the dead. Ha-me-team, lo, no. Ha-me-team, the dead. Ye-hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. Willo, call your day, Duma. Neither any that go down into Duma, into dumbness, silence. The dead praise not. The dead don't hallelujah. Don't praise Jah. Lo hametim, ye hallelujah. The dead do not hallelujah. Man should occupy himself with HaTorah, John directions, instructions, and benevolent acts. Do good. Do good, the elders, Rastafari elders, the Ayabingi, the heart be hard to go, do good. So man should be occupied and occupied himself with Jalor, with HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, right? And benevolent acts, do good, he cannot any longer do this. And the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, finds naught to praise in him. So man should occupy himself. For my part, I glory in the Bible with the spirit and the truth, not the letter of the law, but the spirit. Occupy himself with HaTorah and do good, benevolent acts. But the dead don't praise don't hallelujah. The dead don't. Lo hametim ye hallelujah. Will lo call your day duma. Neither any that go down call and know of all those who go down, and none of neither will law and know call your day. All who go down call your day. Dumma, 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 and to be silent, dumma, to be dumb, dumma, dumma, and to silence. Descend into Sheol, the anti-repatriation, the fallen state. So we have Psalm 94, verse 17. And here for the fulfillment verse of today's daily Psalm, Chavarim, the 18th verse, Wa anachnu. The pronoun we, anachnu, wanachnu, and we, and I, wanachnu. Wanachnu, and I and I, nebarek, yeah, but I and I will bless Jah. Wanachnu, nebarek, yeah, nebarek, yeah. Here we have Yah. Here we have the Jah or Yah. Wanachnu, nebarek, yeah, but I and I will bless Jah. But we. Emphasize in the Hebrew, wa anachnu, we, I and I who are living, to be always faithful, always sure, nibarek ya, we will bless Jah, me ata, we ad aulam, hallelujah, from this time forth. May atta, wa'ada aulam, from this time forth and for ever. May atta, wa'ada aulam, hallelujah, praise be Yah, praise be Jah, Rastafari, forever and ever, as we have in Psalm 86, round about verse 12. Wa anachnu nebarek ya me ata wa ad aulam hallelujah
ya
Ja Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Ja Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
Jah Rastafari, he forget me not, no. I saw my boasting idols cast in silver and gold. I boast in the Lord, the servant of the poor.
Is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Glory to the King.
And so there's Psalm 115 for the first light, the full of all, overflow there. So here today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 62. Psalm 62, according to the royal order. Go also write up a little bit more on the overflow from the book of Leviticus. It's part two on the positive and negative commands to share, as well as some first words here that we're beginning book four. So we have I and I work, right? Yes, I, Rastafari. But here, today's daily psalm, just to get a first ear right here. Yes, I, Psalm 62.
Yo, TG.
I hear, man.
My life.
TG.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. See, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
דם נצח על ידותו מזמור לדוד אך אל אלוהים דומיה נפשי ממנו ישועתי אך הוא צורי וישועתי נשגבי אלוהים עוד רבה עד אנה תהוטטו על איש תרצחו ולכם כקיר נטוי ודרת דחויה אך מצאתו יעצו להדיח ירצו חזב בפיו יברכו ובקרבה מקללו סלע אך אלוהים דומי נפשי כי ממנו תקוותי אך הוא צורי וישועתי, נשגבי לא אמות. על אלוהים ישועי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחציב אלוהים, בזכותו בכל עת, עם שפכו לפניו לבבכם. אלוהים מחצה לנו סלע, אך הבל בן אדם כזב, בן איש במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תבטחו בעושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל כי ינוב אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי. יעוז אלוהים, ובך אדוני חתן, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו.
So here, let's get right into this right here. Looking at the time, chant. Time. All right, so what we're going to do, we can still catch up on the positive and negative commands, reason that. Looking at the time, we're already in the second Iowa right here. And need to touch on today's daily psalm as well as a couple of first words here as we are in the fourth book. So here, the theme of the fourth book, Bamidbar in the wilderness. There's so much wildness Wow. You know, this is how I know our people and my people are the Israelites, because when you really understand the psychological nature of the people, it's the same thing right here, here, here. But let's ride it. Let's ride it right here. For this sabbatical study.
Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this force.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, War in Israel.
Let's keep a pet shot playing right here, 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 from low degrees to high degrees right here.
The fourth book of Moses, called Numbers, chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armor. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his father. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of the tribe of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedeur. Of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneel the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama the son of Amihud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Pedazah. Of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Buel. Of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his father. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all they that were numbered, were 603,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did they. 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 So did they.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
David, my son.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 64,600. And those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab the son of Helon shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur the son of Shedir. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad. And the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Eliasaph the son of Reuel. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,000 and 51,450 throughout their armies. And they shall set forth in the second rank. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standard. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin. And the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies. And the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 62,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali. And the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,000 and 57,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their host were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standard, and so they set forward, every one after their families, according to the house of their fathers.
Here. Today's daily psalm is more Samech Beit. Samech Beit. Psalm 62. Psalm 62, Mizmor Samech Veit. Samech Veit. Psalm L-X-I-I. La Menatzeach. Al Yedutuna Mizmor Le-Dawi. Ak El Elohim. Dumiya Nafshi. Mimen Yeshuati. For the leader, for Jedutun, Jedutun, a psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God. For Yah,
for Yah,
for Yah,
for
Yah,
for Yah,
for Yah.
Here we have today's daily psalm.
Mizmor Samech Bet Lamnatzeach Al Yedutun Mizmor Le David. Ach El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi Mimenu Yeshuati. Ach Hu Tzuri Vishuati Misgabbi Lo Emot Rabba. Ad Anna Tehotetu Al Ish Teratzehu Chullechem Kekir Natui גדר הדחויה, אך מסתו יעצו להדיח, ירצו חזב, בפיו יברכו, ובקרבם יקללו סלע. אך לאלוהים דום מנפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות, על אלוהים ישעי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחסי באלוהים, ביטחו בו בכל עת עם, שפחו לפניו לבבכם, אלוהים מחסה לנו סלע. אך הבל בני אדם, כזב בני איש במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תפתחו בעושק, ובגזל אל תהבלו, חיל כי ינוב, אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז לאלוהים. ולך, אדוני חסד, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו.
Mizmor Samech Beit. Mizmor Samech Beit. Mizmor Samech Beit. Psalm 62. La Menatzeach Al Yedutun Mizmor Le-Dawi. To the chief musician, La Menatzeach. To the leader, La Menatzeach. To the overcomer, Al Yedutun. To Jedutun. Mizmor Le-Dawi. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of Dawi. Ak, El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi Mimenu Yeshuati. Truly, my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. Ak, El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi Mimenu Yeshuati. Ak, Hu Tzuri Vishuati Misgabbi Lo Emot Rabba. He only, my rock and my salvation, my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. Aku tzuri wishuati misgabi lo emot rabba. Ad anna te hotetu al isha te ratzuhu kulkema kakira natui gadira hadahuya. How long will y'all imagine mischief against a man? Ye y'all shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. Ad anna te hotetu al isha te ratzuhu kulkem kukira natui gadira hadahuya. Ada nisaeto yaitzua le hadiyach yirzua khazaba bitfio yevarekua uva kirbama yik. Alo Sela.
they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they cuss. They curse inwardly. Say la. Pause. Ata miseto ya itzua le hadiyach yirazukaza b'fio yivarekua uva kerabama yikalelu. Say la. Akel Elohim dominashi kia mimenu. Pick what? My soul waiteth. My soul wait thou only upon Elohim, for my expectation from him. Ak le Elohim domi nafshi ki mimenu atikawati. Aku suri wishu ati misagabi loemot. He only my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. Aku suri wishu ati misagabi loemot. Al Elohim Yeshia Ukavodia Tsura Uziya Machsi Belohim. In Elohim, my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge in Elohim. Al Elohim Yeshia Ukavodi Tsur Uzi Machsi Belohim. Bitohu Boa Bekol Eight Ama Sefokua Lefanayo Levavikem Elohim Machse Lanu Sela. Trust in him at all times, at all I was ye people. Pour out your heart before him. Elohim, a refuge for us, for I and I. Selah, pause. Bitochu ba'u, b'kol ait am, sifuku alefanayo levabekem, Elohim machse lanu, Selah. Ak, hevela b'nei Adam, kaza b'nei ish, de'a moznaim ala elota hema, me hevela yachad. Surely, men of low degree, vanity. Men of high degree, a lie. To be laid in the balance, they all together right, than vanity. Ak hevela b'nei Adam, kaza b'nei ish, b'moznayim la'elot hema me hevel yachad. Ala tivat echua be osheka uva gazela la tehe balu achayel kia yanub ala tashitu leb. Trust not in oppression and downpression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Ala tivat echua be osheka. Uva gazel ala tehe balu chayil kia yanub ala tashitu leib. Achata diber Elohim ashtayim zu shamaiti ki oza l'Elohim. Uleka donaya cheseda kiata tishalem leish ke maesehu. Elohim, have spoken once, twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth to Elohim. Achat diver Elohim, shittayim zu shema'iti ki oz l'Elohim. Also to thee I, O Lord, mercy, for thou the eye renderest to every man according to his walk. Ulka Adonai chesed, ki ata tishalem leisha ke ma'isehu, 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 ma'isehu.
Cashflow Productions.
62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his will.
אך אל אלוהים דומיה נפשי, ממנו ישועתי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות רבה. עד אנה תהוטטו על איש, תרצחו כולכם כקיר נטוי, גדר הדחויה. אך מסתו יעשו להדיח, ירצו חזב, בפיו יברכו. ובקרבם יקללו סלע. אך לאלוהים דומי נפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות. על אלוהים ישעי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחציב אלוהים. ביטחו בו בכל עת עם, שפחו לפניו לבבכם. אלוהים מחצה לנו סלע. אך הבל בני אדם, כזב בני איש, במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תפתחו בעושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל תיינו, אל תשמיטו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז לאלוהים. ולך אדוני חסד, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו.
Here. Today's daily psalm is more Samek Beit. Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm 62. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm L-X-I-I. La menat eyach. Al yedutun means more Here. Today's daily psalm is more Samek Beit, Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit, Samek Beit, Samek Beit. Psalm L X I La Menat Eyach Al Yedutuna means more Le Dawi. Ak El Elohim Dumiyah Nafshi Mimenu. Yeshuati. for the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God, for Yah, for Jah, Ak, El Elohim, Dumiya, Navshi. Wait, wait, my soul, only for Elohim, Ak, El Elohim, Dumiya, Navshi. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says in Isaiah, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 26:4, wait ye, wait y'all, upon the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Bitochu b'Yahuwah ed'ad.
Trust ye, trust y'all, b'Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and he who be, we be, b'Yahuwah, forever, ed'ad. Bitochu b'Yahuwah ed'ad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait. Know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait? Upon him who created two worlds, with the two letters of his name, with Y and H, with Yod and He, he formed worlds. This world, as well as the world to come, as well as the Olam Haba. And here, a little extra midrash note here on Mizmor Samech Vait, Psalm 62. Opening words, La menatziach al yedutun na Mizmor leDawid. La menatziach al yedutun Mizmor leDawid. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the menatziach, the overcomer, for yedutun, for jedutun, a psalm, Mizmor leDawid, of David. Here in the Midrash translation, wait, my soul, only for God, for Yah. Here the translation from the Hebrew is, wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, Dumiyah. Now, the KJV, King James Version, here to the chief musician, to Jedutun, a psalm of David, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. But the first part of the first verse in the KJV is the bait verse. Only for God doth my soul wait in stillness. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Mezmure Dawit, the Hebrew Mezmure Dawit, the Psalter. Only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, she, wait in stillness. Now, the JV, the Yehudi version, says, only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, as we have here in the Sefer Tehillim. KJV, once again, says, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. Ak, il Elohim, dumiyah, nafshi. So the word, the key word is dumiyah. And that's the H1747 that, interestingly enough, from I study right here, we find Four times, and this is not in the Midrash notes. We're going to share the Midrash note right here on today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit. However, we find four places in four other psalms that we have Dumiyah, the H1747. In what four psalms? We have Psalm 22 and 2. We have Psalm 39 and 2. We have Psalm 62 and 1, and we have Psalm 65, verse 1. That's according to the KJV, so one verse over, no doubt, in the Hebrew manuscripts, in the Masoretic manuscripts. But here, Psalm 62 and 1, the first verse that combines both the two verses Hebraically, the superscription, the Lamenatziach, and here the first verse, or the proper verse, the opening verse, only, Ak. Only. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure, no doubt. Ak. El Elohim dumiyah nafshi. So apparently this comment here on the word dumiyah, and ya, stillness. This word is often brought out in translation as stillness. Here we have dumiyah, silence, still, repose, still waiting. Right, it's a noun, feminine, dumiyah, right? Stillness, adverbially, silently, silently. I think it's in the first psalm or so where it's translated as silent, silently, abstractly, quiet, trust, silence, silent, wait. So in the first verse that we have of the four verses in Hebrew where this word occurs as dumiyah, which may be translated as wait, wait, right, for Yah, wait for Jah, wait for Yah, as we have here in the Midrash. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, the Yod and the He. These two Hebrew letters of the Hashem, the Yod, the Yud, the Yad, the Yod, and the He. So here, apparently, in this comment, the word Dumiyah, stillness, is broken up into two words and read as wait for Yah, wait for Yah, interpretively, wait for Jah, wait for Yah. Wait for Elohim, wait for God, and is also read, this is read in the special meaning to be developed in the passage here from the Midrash on the Sefer Tehillim and today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, in the ancient pointing, Samech Beit, modern Hebrew, Samech Beit, the 62nd Psalm, Psalm LXII. Just for example, this word Dumiyah, Psalm 22 and 2 says, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent, and am not silent. So the word silent here. Now, it's interesting because we have the soul, we have the nefesh, we have she, we have this word, Dumiyah, right, the H-1747, according to the Strong's Concordance, the Strong's word, H-1747. Now, here in the script, we have Elohai ekra yomam, with lo pa'ine, with laila, with lo dumiya li, with lo dumiya, dumiya, dumiya li. So here we have this somewhat cryptic dumiya. Is dumiya just silence in the feminine sense, or is it wait? Is it wait for Yah? Is it wait for Jah? Wait for he who be, Yah, meaning he who be, he who he becomes, he who is being. Oh my God, Elohai, I cry in the daytime, but thou, but the eye, hearest not. Elohai, ekra yomam, with lo ta'inne, but thou hearest lo ta'inne, right? Velo ta'inne, velo ta'inne, velo ta'inne means the eye does not anna, anna, does not answer, ta'inne, the eye does not answer. Elohai, ekra yomam, I call out to the eye by name. Elohai, highly I, my true good, my true God, my power, my source. Elohai, highly I, my Elohim. Elohai, ekra, yomam, ekra, ikara, ekra, I call out, meaning to call out, right? To recite, but to call out by name. Elohai, ekra, yomam, yomam, the yom, yom, a day, yomam, days. So daily, daily I'm calling out to the eye, wilota, isn't it? But the eye does not answer. With Laila and night and night and at night with lo dumiya li and no dumiya, no waiting for Jah for me, no waiting for Yah for me. Velo dumiya li, velo dumiya li, velo dumiya li, dumiya li, velo dumiya li, and no waiting for Jah for me. I have no rest. So some translators translate this part of the phrase right here as, but I have no rest. With lo dumiyali, others in the KJV sense, and am not silent. But now it's important to note, or there is no silence to me. There is no silence to me. But if we look at the Hebrew, Hebraically, this is why this is a very important note here in the Midrash, in the study, right, in the seeking of he who be, who he be. Here we have with lo dumiya, and no waiting, no silence for Yah, right, for me, for my soul, for nefesh, right, for nefesh, for my psyche, right, for my psyche, for my soul. Right? So here, that is the first place that we have of the four places. So it's not as though this is a common kind of word that we have many places, but it's exclusively in the Psalms. And we have Psalm 39 and 2. I was dumb with silence. So here, Dumiya, bringing out the sense of silence. I was dumb waiting for Yah. I was dumb waiting for Yah. What does dumb mean? Right? Dumb, I was tongue-tied. I was without speech. Right, I was bound with the word, we have the word alam, alam. So here going to the Hebrew right here, let's bring this out in the Hebrew. We have the verse in KJV. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good. And my sorrow was stirred. And my sorrow was stirred. Ne elamti, alam, alam. I'm I'm dumb. I don't speak. I'm bound, in a sense. Bound from speaking. Ne lanti dumia he sheti mito uka eri ne ekar. I was mute with silence, or I being bound, waiting for Jah. Ne lamti dumia he chesheti. I held my peace. He chesheti. He chesheti. Just breaking down these words here from chasha. Chasha is to be silent, to be quiet, to be still, to be inactive. Chasha, actually, a primitive Hebrew root, comes down to even the modern English to hush. Chasha, 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 to hush. Or keep quiet, to hold one's peace, so to speak, to keep silence, to be silent. So what we have here is two words in the same arefta neger, in the same sentence. Ne lamti adumiya he chesheti mito, and I hushed mito, mito from tawa, from good, mito, and I hushed he chesheti mito uka eriya ne ekar, from good, my sorrow, uwa kaebi. Ukaebi. So we have kaev, 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 kaeb. Kaeb is pain, usually mental or physical pain in the sense of sorrow. It's suffering in the physical physical or the mental. Adversity, grief, pain, sorrow from kaav, 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 kaav. Right? From kaav, kaav, to be in pain, to be sore. Right? To feel pain. By implication, to grieve, to be spoiled, grieving, marred. Pain, to make sad, so sorrowful, sore. So we have that basic idea right there. So he says, ukaevi, ukaevi, ukaevi in modern Hebrew, or ukaevi, ne'ekar, 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 akar, akar, akar is to trouble, to stir up, right, to disturb, right? Like when properly, it's in a sense when water, if you're boiling water and the water is rolling, royal, R-O-I-L, like the royal water, right? It's disturbed, like water is percolating. It's percolating like a kettle, right? Disturbed, afflicted, troubled, stir up. Ukaevi, and my mental and physical pain, ukaevi ne'ekar, ukaevi ne'ekar, and my physical pain was stirred up, or as KJV says, and my sorrow was stirred, was troubled, was boiling. It's like boiling, right? It's coming to the boiling point. Ne'ekar, ukaevi ne'ekar. But the first part, ne'lamti dumia, he? Chesheti mito, which the translator translates as I was dumb, I was bound, waiting for Jah. I was bound, waiting for Jah. I held my peace. I hushed mito. I hushed from good, ukevi ne'ekar, and my sorrow, my pain, my mental and physical and physical pain was boiling up. It was coming to the boiling point. This is bringing out that Hebrew, right, sense. Right, that Hebrew sense. Read one translation that says, I was stone silent. I held back the urge to speak. My frustration grew. In a sense, it does bring out one of the interpretive senses of the Hebrew, but it's always good to kind of get a look, right, take a look in the book for ourselves. So here would be the third place in the Mezmur Dawi, right, in the Mizmur, in the Psalms of David, the Psalms, the third place that we have it in today's Psalm, Mizmur Samek Beit, in Psalm 62. Ak. El Elohim, dumiya nafshi, which can be translated either or as, truly my soul waiteth upon God, upon Elohim, or only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, or the more Hebraic sense of it, wait my soul only for Elohim, the true good, the true God, for Yah, for Jah, for he who be, he who becomes, he who is being. Ak el Elohim, dumiya nafshi. And finally, we have another psalm that's a companion in the theme of today's psalm. It is the 65th psalm. So we can go to the 65th psalm, to the first verse of the 65th psalm, to the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, waiteth, dumiya, waiteth for thee, I, O God, in Zion. And to thee, the I, shall the vow be performed. So here, here, here. Lam natsayach mizmor le David shir leka dumiya tehilah Elohim b'tzion uleka yeshulam neder uleka yeshulam neder. And to thee the vow is performed, the vow is paid, the vow is made peace. Yishalam, Yishalam, Yishalam. But the first part of the sentence, the Beit verse here in the Hebrew, Lecha, Dumiya, Tehilai, Elohim, Bitzionah, praise, Lecha, Lecha, to the I male, Lecha, Lecha, Dumiya, wait for he who be, who he be. To the I, wait, saying she, my soul is waiting, the soul is waiting for he who be, who he be, who he be. Tehillah, 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 praise, the Elilta, praise, Elohim, true good, true God, Bitzion, Bitzion. Now this often is brought out in the Hebrew, right, to be compared with the today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samech, Beit, the 62nd psalm. Only for God, Elohim, doth my soul wait in stillness. Now the analogy and the probable, one of the probable reasonings and meanings is that praise, like prayer, Tehillah, Tehillah, like Tefillah, right, like Tefillah, Tefillah, prayer, Tehillah, praise. Praise like prayer is often truest when in deep and still devotion it waits, or she, speaking psychically of the soul, she waits in the presence of perception, right, to perceive he who be, to perceive what it is, right, the presence of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The concourse of people in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, looks forward in reverential silence for the service, the Abodah, right, of thanksgiving, of the Torah to begin. So this is one sense that this is brought out, and this is the final place within the Hebrew scriptures that we have the word Dumiya. But now Dumiya, the H-1747 is from the H-1820, Dhamma. The root is Dhamma, Dhamma. So this makes it logical and likely that the Yah there has to do as we have in the Midrash for Yah, the wait. Wait, do me, Dhamma, do me, which is the root. Dhamma is to cease, to cause, to cease, to cut off, to destroy, to perish, cease. And having a sense of do me, right, silence, it is speaking of the psychical silence of the nefesh, of the psyche, of the soul, of she, right, to cut off all that psychic chatter, right, to be dumb or silent, right. Hence, the sense is to fail or to perish, perish continual chatting, soul, right, speaking to she, speaking to the bridegroom, right, the bride, right, we have the bride and the groom, right, she's speaking, right, now she has to cut off that chatter, right, the sense of it is to destroy, Dhamma, Dhamma, to cease, to cut it down, cut it off, to destroy it, to be brought to silence, to be undone utterly, like when somebody says, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done, it's like that sense when somebody says, or a woman would say, I'm done, the soul has to be brought to that point, right, has to be brought to that point in faithfulness, right, it says obedience is that true, the truest worship, right, to be cut off right there. That's why the idea even brought out by the translators, only for Elohim, right, to source, doth my soul, nafshi, does she wait in silence, does she, dumiya, dumiya nafshi. So here we have even a sense of a command, dumi, 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 wait, wait, saying to the soul for her to wait, right, cut off the chatter for he who be. It'll be what it be, it is what it is, nafshi, cut it off, cut it off. And the next part of the verse is, mimenu yeshuati, mimenu, mimenu, yeshuati, from him, from he who be, who he be, come yeshuati, my Yeshua, my salvation. So the soul's salvation, right, Yeshua, yeshuati, comes from him. So thus, wait, wait in silence. Now here, this brings us here to the second area of commentary on today's daily psalm in the opening, right, the mystic Hebrew, right, the Hebrew HD right here, with Yod and He, with Yod and He, or the Hebrew Y and the Hebrew H, Yod, Yud, Yad, and He, he formed worlds. This here, literally, for, right, for the Lord is God, an everlasting rock, an everlasting rock. For the Lord is God, an everlasting rock, bringing out that part, that's the second note right here. And this is based on Yeshaya, based on the passage in Isaiah, as we open up with Isaiah chapter 26 and 4. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 26 and 4, where the translator here says, wait ye upon the Lord, upon Jehovah forever. We find that here in 26 and 4, it has one form of it is trust ye. Bitachu, 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 b'yahuwah, edei ad. The second part of the verse is, ki for b'yah, yahuwah, tzora olamim. Here, the Hebrew says, ki for b'yah, b'yah, in jah, in he who be, Yahuwah, in he who be, he who be, who he be, and he who be, who he be, tzor, tzor, rock, tzor olamim, The Tzor Olamim is the eternal rock, the everlasting rock. So this phrase here from Yeshaya, from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, the bait part, the B part, the second part of the verse, where it has the Lord is God. In the Hebrew it says, ki for b'yah, Yahuwah, b'yah, in Jah, Jehovah. If they were to translate this the way it is here in the Hebrew, ki b'yah, Yahuwah, Tzor Olamim, for in Jah, Jehovah, rock of the rock of ages is another form of it. In fact, let's just look at the KJV because we're looking in Hebraically here, and it'd be good to compare with the King James Version. Now here in the KJV, King James Version, this is in chapter 26, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. This is in the section of Isaiah, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. So here the KJV says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah, this is one of the few places they have Jehovah within the KJV, Yahuwah, 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 Jehovah is everlasting strength. They have this translated as everlasting strength, right? And here, the rock of ages. Here's the Hebrew sense of the rock of ages. Because as we were translating this right here, we're like, Tzor Olamim, Tzor rock, Olamim, Olamim will be like a world. He is the rock of worlds, i.e., he is the rock of ages. So here in the marginal note, in the Scofield Study Bible, it says Hebrew rock of ages, and then it points us to Deuteronomy, to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 4. So let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4 right here, right? Thoroughly seeking he who be who he be, right? Darash, Doresh, the study, 32 and 4. 32 and 4 right here. Here we go right here. It says, he is the rock, his work perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And also what's of interest, that in the season of tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, in the season and the Torah portion, in that season, Ha'azinu, the connection right here, again, and according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, these Psalms, how they reflect on the central truth. So here it says, we're in the Ha'azinu chapter, the Non Gimel, Non Gamel, 53rd Parsha, here in the Lamed Beit, right, chapter 32. And we have the translations, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Here the Hebrew, Hatzor, Hatzor, the rock, Hatzor, Hatzor, the rock, Hatzor Tamim, Pa'olo, Pa'olo, his work, Pa'olo, Tamim, Tamim, Pa'olo, his work is Tamim. It's Tamim, nothing more, nothing less, it's right and accurate. Hatzor Tamim. Pa'olo, ki kola derakayo, ki kola derakayo, mishpat, for all his ways are justice, ki for kola derakayo, mishpat, mishpat, are judgment, mishpat, judgment, el emuna, we ain't avel, We ain't avel, and without iniquity, without twistedness, a tzaddik, just tzaddik, right? We have tzaddik, right? Just and right is he. We yashar hu, and just and righteous who is he? We yashar hu. Tzaddik v'yashar hu, just and right is he. So here is the connection here with the note that we have with Yod and Hey. He formed the worlds. This world as well as the Olam Haba. This world as well as the world to come. And this is based on the Midrash study, right? The study from the ancient scholars of Torah, and here in the Psalms, trust ye in Jehovah forever, for the translator says Jehovah is God, an everlasting rock. Here we have, Bitochu v'yahuwa edei ada kiya b'ya yahuwa tzor olamim, for in Yah, Yahuwa, tzor rock olamim, rock of strength, right, everlasting rock, Rock of Ages, Tzur Olamim, Rock of Ages, Rock of Worlds, Olamim, Olamim of the Worlds, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, he's the rock, the Tzur Olamim, Ribon Shel Olamim. This world was created with the letter He, the Hebrew letter He. This world was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter He, the H, the Hebrew letter He. For in the verse from Bereshith, Genesis, Genesis 2 and 4, that reads, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created. Here, here, here to the first book. So the last book of Torah, Devarim, and then here to Bereshith, Genesis, the Beit, the Beit, the Beit chapter, chapter 2, verse 4. In the Hebrew, we have this, Eile Toldot Hashemayim Veha'aretz Behibaram, Behibaram, Behibaram. So here they have, next to created, Behibaram, B-H-B-R apostrophe M. Be pointed here as Behibaram. Now, if you look at the Hebrew, you'll notice that the H after the Beit is half the size, or less than half the size. Behibaram, Behibaram. In the day that he beyom sota Yahweh Elohim eretza v'shamayim. Now, Behibaram, Behibaram is not to be read as when they were created, but with He. With He created he them. So when we read the verse 9, just as when they were created, Behi Baram, but as Behi Baram, Behi, Behe, He, Baram, with He created he them. And the Olam, the world, Haba, to come, was created with the letter Yod, with the letter Yad, with the Y, the letter Yod, Yad. Hence we have it with H and with Y and H he formed the world. So once again, the reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah, Esaias chapter 26, verse 4, the second part of the verse, for the Lord is God, or in the KJV, King James Version reads it like this, the second part of verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 4, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, for in the Lord Jehovah is Hebraically, the rock of ages. We have here, 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 the Hebrew, Ki B'yah Yahuwah Tzur Olamim. Ki for B'yah B'yod Hey B'yah Ki B'yod Hey Yahuwah Tzur Olamim. With Yod and Hey, he formed the world. B'yod Hey, ki bi yod hey, Yahuwah Tzur Olamim, or ki bi yah, Yahuwah Tzur Olamim, with yod and hey, with Y and H, he formed the worlds. And why was this world created with the letter hey? Why was this world created with the Hebrew letter hey? To tell you that in the same way as a man utters the sound of hey, 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 the Hebrew, hey, letting it slip from his lips without movement of the lips. Hey, hey, hey may be said, letting it slip from his mouth without movement of the lips. So what does this tell us? In the same way as a man utters the sound of hey, the Hebrew sound of hey, hey, letting it slip from his mouth without movement of the lips and without pressure of the tongue. So Elohim created the world without any drudgery and without any labor. Even here, 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 as is said in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Bidavar Yahuwah Shamayim Na'esu, by the word of Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Bidavar Yahuwah Shamayim Na'esu, by the word, the Devar, Bidavar, by the Devar, the word, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. Shamayim, the heavens, Na'esu, were made. the verse in Isaiah in Isaiah 26 and 5 that reads, "For he hath brought down them that dwell on high. For he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki heshach, ki heshach yoshvei marom. For he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki heshach yoshvei marom." And the verse, "The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor." In Isaiah 26, the next verse, verse 6. Ti remasena ragel. The foot shall tread it down. Ragle oni paeme dalim. Even the feet of the poor. And the steps, pa'ime dalim, of the dalim, and the steps of the needy. Tia remesena, tia remesena ragel, the foot shall tread it down. Tia remesena ragel, ragle ani, even the feet of the poor. Pa'ime dalim, and the steps of the needy. And also, the verse from Micah, from Micah chapter 4, verse 13, where it reads, "Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Umi wadoshi bat Zion. Arise and thresh." Here, here, here in Micah. In Micah, Micah chapter 4, here at verse 13. Umi wadoshi bat Zion, arise and thresh. Kumi vadoshi, ancient Hebrew pointing. Kumi vadoshi, vat Zion, O daughter, vat Zion, bat Zion, daughter of Zion. Kumi vadoshi, bat Zion, arise and thresh. Kumi, rise up, speaking to she. Vadoshi, vadoshi, and thresh. Vat Zion, O daughter, Zion. This implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke thus like this to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, quote, "I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. And by what means shall I make you know trouble? With Jedutun, that is, with the judgments and trials thou wilt impose upon I and I. Hence, hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, hear, 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 it is said, Al Yedutun, Al Yedutun, Al Yedutun, with Jedutun. Truly, truly my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. From him cometh I salvation. Ak il Elohim, dumiya nafshi, mimenu yeshuati. Similarly, scripture says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 12, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, the eye. Neither know we, no I and I, what to do, but our eyes are upon the eye. 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. He only is my rock and my salvation. Here, 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 in the Gimel, the Gamel, Hebraically speaking, the third verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit. Akhu suri we yeshuati. He only is my rock. Akhu, for sure. Ak, surely, Ak, who, surely he, Suri, my rock, Suri, we Yeshuati, and my Yeshua, we Yeshuati, Ak, who, Suri, we Yeshuati. What does rock mean? Sur, rock, Suri, my rock. Sur means duress. Elohim put I under duress in this olam, in this world. And because of the duress he puts I under, he will save me, he will save I. Therefore, the verse, it concludes, he is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. He is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. Misagabi lo emota reba, reba, my high tower. Elsewhere, this is read as my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved. Or as he is my defense. Misagabi, misagabi, misagabi. He is my defense, misagabi. He is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emot reba. Lo emot reba. 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 Greatly. Great, great place. Lo emot reba. The great place. What is the great place? The great place being a name for Gehinna. Gehinna. Hebrew hell. Fireplace. Gehinna. The place into which Harasha, the ratchet, and the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, they fall and stay. The place into that the wicked, the ratchet, fall and stay. So too in the verses from Eul, from Joel, Joel chapter 4, verse 13, the B part to verse 14, that reads, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, the vats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Hey Shikua Hayekari Ki Reba Ra'atam Himonim Himonim Be'emeka He Harut. For the wine press is full, the vats overflow. For the vine press, for the vine press, Ki Mala gut, for the vine press is full. The vats overflow. Hey Shikua, Haya Yikarim. For their wickedness, their ratchetness, great, for great, their ratchetness, their wickedness, ki, reba, ra'atam, ra'atam, their ratchetness, reba, rabba, ki, reba, ra'atam. Himonim, himonim, multitudes, himonim. Multitudes, himonim, be'aymeka, he charut, in the valley, aymek, he charut, of decision, be'aymeka, he charut. What can valley of decision mean? What can aymek, he charut, mean except that if a man fall into this valley, into this emek, the judgment upon him is decided forever, forever. But in the hour of judgment, according to Joel, Uel, right, and today's daily psalm, I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emota rabba, lo emota rabba. I shall not be moved into the great place. For though Joel 6, 4 and 16 says, the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Yerushalayim and utter his voice from Jerusalem. Hear, 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 Yuel, Joel 4 and 16. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Miyazion, Yishag, Yishag, Yishag shall roar. And Jehovah, Yahuwah, Miyazion from Zion, Yishag, Yishag shall roar. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo, and utter his voice, his vocal, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo, and give, yitein kolo, and give his voice. Umi Yerushalayim, umi Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. Vayehovah mi Tzion yishag. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo. At the same time, the Lord will be a refuge to his people, Amo, and the strength of the children of Yisrael, of the children of Israel, with Ra'ishu Shamayim, Wa'aret, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Jehovah and Jehovah, why Yehovah, and he who he be will be a refuge to his people, why Yehovah, machise le'amo, and a stronghold, ua ma'oz, alivnei Yisrael, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel, ua ma'oz, livnei Yisrael, hear, so too, the sons of Korach, they said, even in Psalm 46, verses 7 to 8, they said, nations were in tumult, kingdoms, governments were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, is with I and I. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hamu goyi, matu mamalakota, natana bekolo, tamug aret. Yahuwah Tzvaota Imanu Misgab Lanu Elohe Yaakov Selah. Nations were in tumult. Hamu Goyi. The nations, the Gentiles, international community, Hamu, were in tumult. Hamu Goyi. Matu Mamlakot. Kingdoms, Mamlakot. Mamlakot. Matu. Hamu goyim. Matu mamlakot. Natana bikolo tamug aretz. The nations were in tumult. Hamu goyim. Matu mamlakot. Matu move. Matu mamlakot. And kingdoms and governments, mamlakot, they were moved. Natan, he gave bikolo. He uttered his voice. He gave in voice, in vocal, Natana bikolo, tamug aretz, the earth, and the earth, she moves, tamug aretz, the earth, she moves, Yahuwah Tzvaota, Imanu, Jehovah of hosts of armies, Imanu is with us, Imanu, Immanuel, Yahuwah Tzvaota, Imanu is with I, Misgav Lanu, he's a high tower, a refuge, a defense for I and I. Misgav lanu, Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov, Selah.
Evil,
boy, everything takes time. Bitahu, vo, v'kola, itam. Trust in him at all times. Bitahu, vo, in him, ba'u, b'kol, itam. At all times. Trust in him at all times. Bitahu, ba'u, b'kol, it. The ancient Hebrew, bitahu ba'u b'kol ait. Modern Hebrew, bitahu avoa v'kol ait. Trust in him at all times. Here, mizmor samek bait. Psalm 62, here, Hebraically at the 8th verse, at the 9th, here at the 9th verse. Rav Chiya Barabba of Joppa said, a man's breathing in, out, shows that his spirit is striving to escape from him. And how is it made to remain in his body? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, fills the whole earth with His glory. And when the spirit, close to escaping, sees its maker, it turns back. And where was this thought plainly expressed? Among the men of the great synagogue, who expressed it plainly in their comment on the verses from Nehemiah of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, that reads, Thou art the Lord, even thou alone, all one. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, the earth and all things that are thereon, the seas and all that is in them. And thou preservest them all. Whence, from where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, fills the whole space of HaOlamim, of the universe, the universe? Because he said in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, do not I fill heaven and earth? Earth? earth. Rav Nachmani said in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, they who brought the first fruits used to sing the song, according to Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise Jah. Praise ye Yah. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 150. 150 here at the Wow, the Vav verse. Call Hanishama Tihalel Yah. Call all Hanishama that have the Nishama, that have breath. Call Hanishama Tihalel. Tihalel to praise, to give a lilta, to praise, to halel Yah, to praise Yah, to praise Yod Hey, to praise He who be. Hallelujah. What is meant by the words, let make everything that hath breath praise Yah, praise Jah. Make everything that hath breath praise Jah. Call Hanishama to halel Yah. That as long as the breath goes in and out of man's body, we are bound. I and I are bound to sing hallelujah, hallelujah to Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, for He does wonders, wonders for us, wonders for I and I. Hence, here, David said, since Elohim works so many miracles for us, I and I all time, at all I was, take here, not to be diverted from Him for one instant. Thus here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Beit, the 62nd psalm here, Hebraically at the 9th verse. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, for I and I, forever. Bitachu ba'ua b'kol la'aita'am. Shifku lifanayo. Elohim lanu selah. Trust in Jah. Trust in Him and He who be. Trust in Him at all times. Bitachu ba'u in Him. Bitachu ba'u b'kol ait at all times. B'kol ait. Am ye people. Am shifku lifanayo lebabekem. Pour out your heart. Shifku lefanayo lebabekem, your hearts. Shifku lefanayo lebabekem Elohim achseh lanu selah. Elohim is a refuge for us, selah, forever. Also to the eye, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou, for the eye, renderest to every man according to his work, according to his work. Ulecha Adonai chased, and also to the eye, Adonai Adonai chased, mercy, loving kindness. Also to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy. Ulecha Adonai chased, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Ki ata tishalem leish ke ma'asehu. Thou renderest, thou payest. Tishalem, makest peace. Shalem, renderest. Shalem. Ki ata tishalem leish, to every ish, to every man. Tishalem leish ke ma'asehu, according to his work. Ke ma'asehu. Ki ata tishalem leish. Kuma Esehu, according to his walk. What is meant by the words, also to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy? What is meant by, Ulka Adonai, Chased? Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah, they differed. Rav Yehuda maintained that good works are not barren, but bear fruit. As is said even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 10, it reads, Say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru Adik Kiyatov, Kiyafri,
Ma'al Aleihem Yokelu. Say ye, say y'all. Imru, Imru, say y'all. Tzaddik, of the Tzaddik, of the righteous. Imru, Tzaddik. Ki Tob, that it shall be well with him. Ki Tob, for. Tob, good. Ki Tob. Ki Yifri, for fruit. Ma'al Aleihem. Yokelu, yokelu, for they shall eat, yokelu, yokelu, they shall eat of their doings, of their toil. Ma'alehem, ma'alehem, ki afriya ma'alehem, yokelu, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Chet, ha-chet, chat-yat, sin, akari, however, is barren. For it is said, also to the eye, Adonai, Adonai belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Uleka Adonai chased. Kiata tishalem leishakur ma'esehu. Consider a man with 10 good works, and with 10 sins. Consider that. Consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris. Do the good works and the sins cancel one another out? In the sense to say that thus, like this, he would receive neither reward or punishment. The sense of the question here, to consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris, do the good works and the sins, the akaris, cancel one another out, that he would receive neither reward nor punishment? The answer, no, nah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. The Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. He first makes a man pay for his iniquities, and only afterwards gives him his reward for his good works. Our masters taught that Elohim pays him a reward for his good works, but does not deal strictly with him for his sins, for his akaris he has accumulated. That is, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not minutely examine Ha'chet, the Chatiyat, the sin, the akari, in order to punish him exactly as much as he sinned, as he ucked up. For it is said, even in Ezra 9 and 13, Thou, our God, our true good, Eloheinu, has punished us, punished I and I, less than our iniquities deserve. Thou, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, has punished I and I, less than our iniquities and I and I iniquities deserve. Here also, the verse says literally, Thou renderest to every man somewhat like his work. Tiata tishalem leish ke ma'isehu, ke ma'isehu. Thou renderest to every man. Tiata tishalem leish, to every ish, somewhat ke like his work. Ma'isehu, ke ma'isehu. And what is meant by the words, less than our iniquities deserve? That Ha'el, the true good, the true God, makes a man pay for these iniquities out of what comes into his possession. How? When a young man is so inflamed by lust that he deserves mavet, death, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? But suspend the punishment of a young man until after he has taken Aisha, a woman, a wife, and begotten sons. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Holy One, blessed be He, takes one of his sons, instead of punishing the man himself for HaChet, the sin, the ukri he committed. Now here in the Midrash, based on the last Midrash reference here concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, taking one of the man's sons, instead of punishing Haish, the man himself, for his chet, his chatiyat, his sin, his lack, his forfeiture that he committed. Here we are pointed to the first psalm and the 49th reference. There's a reference notes, footnotes, where it says right here, should you say, but in the generation of flood, there were men less than 100 years old, and yet they perish, they too perish. I answer yes, because they were punished for the corruption of their fathers. And here's where the reference is made here, pointing to the first psalm and the Midrash notes. For it is said, all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth, according to Bereshit, Genesis 6 and 12. So he went to the Midrash note here, and it says, so clearly in the P.E. passage, in the P.E. passages that simple that imply, quote, the children. There are passages that imply that children have to suffer for the sins, the ukkeries, the lacks, the forfeiture of their parents, are explained by the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, as referring to cases in that the children perpetuate the crimes of their fathers. At times, according to how Rebbeinat, to the rabbis, the Memharan, quote, little children seem to form almost a part of their father's selves and suffer on that account for the sins, the ukkeries, the lacks, the forfeitures of their parents. So here is the reference, and there is the note to that. And in reality, we find that reasonment to be right and exact. And even in HaTorah, it says to the, you know, the third and the fourth generation that continues in the same ukkeries, the same sins, the same forfeiture. So here, with today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm, going forward with the reasonment right here. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, makes a man pay what is due him out of what a man comes to possess. Is there greater mercy, chesed, than this? Hence, here, it is said, to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy to, not unto, unto, undone, unclean, not to, to, also to, u leka Adonai, chesed, also to the eye, leka Adonai, chesed, to the eye, Adonai, belongeth mercy. Rav Nehemiah, however, had a different Targum, interpretation of thou, the eye, renderest to every man according to his work. He had a different interpretation of Kiata Tishalem Leisha Kuma'eseu. What is meant by the words Kuma'eseu, according to his work? This, say that a man considers committing a chet, a chatiyah, to sin and ukkery, but does not commit it. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, does not write it down against Shemo, against His name, unless he commits it. But if he considers doing a good deed and is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, writes it down in his favor as though he had done it. From whose life can you learn this? From Dawid, from David. For he grievously desired to build a heikal, a temple, a Beit Mikdash, a holy house. As it is said, even in Psalm 132, verses 1, verses 2a, 3a, and 5a, these verses from the 132nd Psalm that reads, Lord, remember to David all his grief, how he swore to the Lord, surely I would not come into the tent of my house until I find out a place for the Lord. And again, in 1 Chronicles 22 and 14, we read, now, behold, in my grief have I prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold. To this grief, Scripture refers also in the verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 7 and 1, that reads, and it came to pass, when the king dwelt in Beito, in his house, and the Lord, Jehovah, had given him rest from all his enemies round about. At that time, at that hour, as David, was meditating in his heart, Bilibo, the building of HaHekal, the building of the temple, he said to Nathan HaNabi, to Nathan the prophet, see, now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Thereupon, Nathan HaNabi, Nathan the prophet, replied, if the thought that thou shouldest build him a house, a bait, had not come into the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neither would it have come into thy, into the I heart, as is shown by the verse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordered me to write of thee, of the eye, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 34, where it reads, the Lord hath sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart. Slicha. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. Typo there. Chapter 13, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, where it reads, but now thy kingdom shall not continue, being spoken to Shaul, and hear the words, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. Ve'ata mamlakataka. And here's the part, lo takum. Then it says, Bikesh Yahuwah lau ish kia levavo, according to his own heart, that Jehovah, hear, in Natan's reply, that he who be we be, ordered me to write of thee, that Yahuwah had sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart. According to which had come into Bikesh Yahuwah lau isha kia levavo, that Yahuwah hath sought him a man after kia levavo, after his own heart, or according to that which had come into his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah lau ish kia levavo. And at once, through Nathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made his thought known to David, as is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 to 5, where it reads, and it came to pass the same night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt build me a house for me to dwell in. Here, reading the question as a statement. So here from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 4 to 5. And it came to pass, Vayehi devar Yahuwah, Vayehi devar Yahuwah el Natan lemor, in the word, and it came to pass the same night that the word of he who be, we be, came to Nathan. Vayehi devar Yahuwah el Natan lemor, lek, we amarta, Illa avdei il David, koh amar Yahuwah, ha ata tivne li abayita li shivati li shivti. Now, here, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 4 to 5, often ones write this here as a question. And here the translator here in the English says, Shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? It says, go and tell David my servant, thus, like this saith Jehovah, ko hamar Yahuwah, ko, like this go say to il abdi il dawi, to David my servant. Now, it's pointed as a question here, but here we say, ha'ata, the you, ha'ata, Tivne liya vayita li shivti. He's saying, as a question, you can read that into it, but it's not directly. He says, it could also be read, as we have here in the Midrash, that thou shall build me a house for me to dwell in. But another verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 4 reads, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. So when we read in the proper reading of 2 Samuel chapter 7, right, at verse 5, thou shalt build me a house to dwell in, ha'ata tivne li bayita li shivti, for me to dwell in. You could read it as a question, but it's not any question marks in Hebrew. So the context here has a statement, but then 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5, compared with a book written later on, after return from the Babylonian captivity, 1 Chronicles 17 and 4, how can the two statements be maintained? Thus, like this. Even though thy son Shlomo is to build Habayit, to the house, it will be called by thy name. Even though Solomon was to build the house would be called by David's name. Now here we have Psalm 30, and we compare this here with Psalm 30 that begins with a song at the dedication HaHanukat, the Hanukat of HaBeit, the dedication of the Hanukkah of the house of Dawi. And so here, as we go forward right here in the Midrash of today's daily psalm, though David deserved to build HaBeit, the prophet Nathan came and said to him, "Thou shalt not build a house to my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight." This is 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and 8. When David heard this, he was afraid, and he said, "Behold, I am unfit to build ha-hekal, to build the temple, the Beit Mikdash." According to Rav Yehuda bar Eli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, "Be not afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou hast shed is no more to me than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle. Of that it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16, it reads, 'The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water.'" That is, such blood may be freely shed. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, "Hatira, do not be afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou, the I, Ata, has shed is no more to me, no more to I, than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle, of what is written in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water." David asks, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asks Elohim, "If this is so, why am I not allowed to build Ha'hekal, the temple?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "If thou build Ha'hekal, the temple, behold, it will stand and abide and never be destroyed." David said, "But that is as it should be." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, "It is revealed and known to me and known to I that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel will sin, will uck up. And then I shall cool the fire of my fury upon HaHekal, the temple, and destroy it. And only thus, like this, will the Bnei Yisrael, will the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, be saved. Of this destruction, it is written, even in Lamentation 2 and 4, He hath bent His bow like an enemy. In the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion, He hath poured out His fury like fire. Darak kashtoa ke oye nitzava yimino ke tzara waya hero kola machemade ain de ohela bata zion shafaka kaesh chemato. He hath bent His bow like an enemy. Darak ashtoa ko oye, standing with His right hand as an adversary. Nitzaba yemino wa ke tzar, and hath slain all that were pleasant to the eye. Wayahiro kola machmade ain, in the tent of the daughter of Zion, Beohela bata Zion, He hath poured out His fury like fire. Shafak kaesh chmato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also said to David, "Even if thou art not to build HaHekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house, nevertheless, since thou didst think to build it, I shall record it in thy name, as is said even in the 30th Psalm of David, Mizmor Lameid. It is said, a song at the dedication of the house of David, a song at the dedication, the livication of the house of David. Mizmor, Shir Chanukat, Habayit LeDawid, a song, Mizmor, Shir Chanukat, Habayit LeDawid, a song at the Chanukat. The Hanukkah, the dedication, livication, habayit of the house, lit David, of David. Scripture does not say the house of Shlomo, the house of Solomon, the house of Solomon, but the house of David. Habayit lit David, the house of David. Why? Lama, ma. Because David thought, belibo, in his heart, to build hahikal, to build the temple. Thus, like this, we learn, I and I learn that when a man thinks of doing a good walk, a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, reckons it as though he had done it. And there, with that summary on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachias Edek, Melchizedek, Melchizedek, and speaking of the righteous king, Garmawi, Nugus, Neges, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, here, his autobiography, Hiwete Naya, Ethiopia, Rimja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, here in the introduction, like the closing of the Midrash on Psalm 62, where it reads, thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, reckons it as though he had done it. Here in the introduction of the autobiography, Book 1, of Garmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi Haile Selassie, the King Messiah, Moshiach, Bein David, here he says, whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it unless God sustains and supports him. If he fails to accomplish the task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy. So here, opening sentence or two in the introduction of Book 1 of Garmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, the King Messiah, Moshiach, HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach. He says, thus, like this, we ourselves, by virtue of our descent from the Queen of Sheba and Nugus Solomon, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, ever since we accepted in trust in 1909, that would be 1916, first the regency of the Ethiopian realm and later the imperial dignity right up to the present, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, here our conscience does not rebuke us, but the opening words, whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it. So here from the greater David, the greater son, we have this word of the Holy One. If he fails to accomplish the task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy. Thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Kedusu Yetabarekano, blessed be he, reckons it as though he had done it. Yadon, inene. We'll be right back.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Speak to all the children. Speak to everything that moveth and liveth on the earth. All of my family are music. I'm still me seeing them high. This is the type of intention of them high. Or what music is. We don't know if me have them look then, but when you know which musician you can look upon and know if he's a real musician. More than guy will just come in it and a hustle it. Yeah, me know a musician.
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
Je Marie Bahalam Takapai Guragabinet Araquastoinet Maswaitinet Lai Yitamasaratana.
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa.
እስካውንድረስ ያተረፉትን እውቀት ሁሉ አፍሪካን ታላቅነትና አንድነት ያሰቡ።
The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
Hear, O Israel! Hear, O Israel!
Before they stand up, burn on their feet.
Madara!
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Skylark and Horace Andy right there. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir.